I'm Paul Prydecker, and I'm here with Stuck Mike for EA Radio. And today, we're very pleased to have with us Sherry Carberry from Boeing Aircraft. She is a Vice President of Flight Services. Welcome, and thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the basics. It's the 100th anniversary of Boeing. It's an exciting time for you and your company. Tell us about some of the things you're doing to recognize this.
Yeah, well, first, Boeing is very excited to be at Oshkosh to help celebrate our centennial. It's not too often that any company reaches 100 years old. And so, yeah, July 15th, 1916, Bill Boeing founded what is today the Boeing Company. And, you know, as employees, we're excited. His motto of build something better, faster, smarter lives on with all of us. And we're excited to be the second century and have the same impact on the world as the first century did.
You have such an amazing history and an amazing story and a legacy. And one of the mottos of EAA is that this, you know, EAA is the spirit of aviation, but certainly Boeing is a contributor to that. I mean, they're the spirit of aviation because they've been so successful over the years. So congratulations to you and the others. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Part of that success comes from Boeing's result of a number of acquisitions over time, mergers and acquisitions that have sort of broadened its ability to meet different markets with a really wide range of product.
Yeah, that's correct. Over the years, we've merged and acquired. The biggest one was obviously the merger with McDonnell Douglas. We've also had Rockwell that brought in the whole space side of the business. So we are a well-rounded commercial, military, and space business now.
And one of the things that's going to keep that going into the future is the labor force for technical professionals. I understand that's a particular interest area of yours because 1,200 of those folks work for you.
That's exactly correct. Well, you know, Boeing has been so successful selling airplanes, and frankly, so has our competitor Airbus. And we're forecasting the need for over 39,620 new commercial airplanes over the next 20 years. So that is phenomenal growth around the world. And so from a Boeing Flight Services perspective, we do the training for the pilots and the technicians that buy Boeing airplanes. So we've been forecasting the need for those resources, and we just unveiled at Oshkosh on Monday the pilot and technician outlook, which is showing the need for 617,000 more pilots over the next 20 years. That's 31,000 new pilots per year. Then when you look at the technicians, it's 679,000 more technicians are needed over 20 years, 33,000 per year. And then one of the things our customers who use these forecasts to help plan their future and their airlines, they're saying, well, what about cabin crew? You know, the regulations are changing. They're becoming a little bit more strict as we go forward. So this year we unveiled for the first time the cabin crew forecast, which is for 814,000 new cabin crew needed, 40,000 per year. So, you know, you talk about a long-term growth market. Why would you not want to be in aviation and filling one of those jobs?
And it's a wonderful opportunity to be in aviation now just because of that growth. But how will we manage? How do you see that we will meet those demands?
Well, I think it's really important for the entire world, all the different regions of the world, to focus on infrastructure and focus on the pipeline to ensure that we have the pilots and technicians and cabin crew coming in. One of the things that Boeing started to do a couple of years ago is we invested in what we call the pilot development program. We will partner with airlines around the world, in China, in the Middle East, in the United States, and we'll say, how many cadets do you need? They'll say, hey, I need 50 cadets next year. We will go out and find them, do the most important part, which is screening them, make sure that the cadets have the aptitude to actually become a quality pilot. And then we put them into one of our partner flight schools around the world that we have selected that meets the quality standards for Boeing. They'll go through an ab initio program at the flight school, and then they'll come back to Boeing to one of our training campuses around the world. We'll get them a jet bridge exposure to flying in jets, and then get them a type rating as a 737NG, and then they'll go back as a first officer at the airline. And that we're seeing is a really successful way to find the right people, get them through the pipeline, and get them into the right seat of the airline.
Sherry, I'm wondering, you know, through the variety of regulations which have come into the U.S. aviation side just recently, it's more challenging now, you know, to find the quantity of pilots and the quality of pilots in the U.S. But in other parts of the world, we have MPL, or multi-crew pilot license, Do you have an opinion about that as a solution?
Boeing was one of the first to start the MPL program. We did a beta test back in 2009 using Chinese cadets, and we had six cadets go through a program in Australia. We found that the quality of those cadets was far superior than the traditional ab initio program because they learn how to be an airline pilot from day one. They build the competencies and the standard operating procedures of the airline throughout the entire time of the MPL program. And so while we did not continue it because we were a little early in terms of the regulators accepting it and adopting it, we do believe that that is a quality program going forward, and we do support it.
So what would it take for this to become an active reg in the United States?
Well, I think the FAA has not really needed to focus on it because there's been plenty of pilots available to feed the pipeline for the airlines. I think we're starting to see that changing now. And I think the 1,500-hour rule is also causing a little bit of a gap in supply relative to demand. And so I think we're going to start to look at it. But it is going to take time.
In my current position, I'm a training manager at a regional airline, and I can, you know, speak to some of this directly because it's part of my daily life. The mainline carriers that we're all familiar with are not feeling the shortage right now simply because they're taking pilots out of the regional airlines and from other sources. On our side, from the regional airlines, we're having to go to some of the flight schools and we're taking some of their, you know, flight instructor candidates. The problem is when they graduate from, you know, a four-year aviation program, they only have about 250 hours, so they still need another 750 hours before they can even apply to an airline. And that is just dragging out this supply problem for us.
Yeah, and I think that's something that certainly we're seeing it in the United States. What we're actually seeing when working with our airline customers around the world, they're pulling from the cadets in the United States that need to build hours. And so you're seeing major international carriers hiring those U.S. cadets, giving them the hours. In some cases, they come back and fly for the U.S. airlines. In some cases, they're staying internationally and getting that experience internationally. So I think that's going to continue.
So we've been talking about pilots. What about technicians?
So you saw the need, 33,000 more per year. The thing also to remember is it takes twice as long to develop a certified technician as it does a pilot. So we've got to get started on that early and really put the focus on it. Everybody wants to talk about the pilot shortage or the perceived pilot shortage, but we're not talking about the technician need, which is very great. So Boeing is out right now, especially in Seattle, our home base, working with the A&P schools in the area, making sure they have the tools and the latest technologies. Because when you think about the advanced airplanes we're producing today, all composite, highly sophisticated systems, you need technicians that know how to troubleshoot a computer as opposed to just turning a wrench. So we're out there doing that, but there needs to be an industry focus on this.
That's a very good point, Sherry. We've heard a lot of information that just what you said, the role of a technician is changing, and there's really a bigger emphasis on avionics support. Because there's our aircraft that are being built today and supported are all automated, and we really need a lot of avionics help, not just the traditional mechanic.
Yeah, and we saw that first even with our own guys on the flight line and in our factories is that, you know, they've been around for a while. They didn't have that avionics experience and education, so we're bringing it to our own team on the floor first and then taking it out to the A&P schools as well because it is the future.
So if you look at the actors involved in the process of filling and filling the pipeline and providing the human resources that you're talking about, maybe naively, I wouldn't have guessed that an aircraft manufacturer would be such a significant actor. But you have a lot of leverage, and of course you have a lot of risk involved in this. Who do you need the most help from as you look at the programs that Boeing has launched in actually making all this play out the way you need it to?
Well, certainly we need the regulators being open to some change to allow for quality pilots, quality technicians, maybe being trained differently or under different regulations than they have in the past. That would be huge. I think as an industry, though, especially with our major airlines around the world, we need them also actively driving the change. Let me give you an example. We also announced on Monday Emirates, which is one of Boeing's largest customers, largest wide-body airlines in the world. They always historically got their pilots from other airlines or from other academies. They finally made the decision to invest in themselves, and they're developing what is arguably the best flight academy in the world, high technology, really focused on quality cadets, and we're going to be their partner in providing that training curriculum and that integrated learning system that these cadets are going to use to get through the program. I think you're going to see that more and more. People, and it's in the U.S., we're starting to hear about it. JetBlue has already announced exactly. their ab initio program. Yes. I think they're going to have to take a more active role in ensuring they have their own pipeline.
And the other thing, which I think just all of us involved in aviation, at no matter what level we're at, we all, I think, have a responsibility to be ambassadors of aviation. Programs like Young Eagles through, you know, through the EAA. Every person, I think, who has anything to do with our career in aviation needs to be a spokesperson for the benefits. And it's a great career. I mean, people love it. I mean, it's we just need more.
And you know, people say, oh, no, people don't want to be pilots and technicians anymore. Here at the Boeing exhibit, the last 2 years, we are packed all day long with young kids, high school, university, wide-eyed, smile on their face from ear to ear. They want to be in the industry. They want to be a pilot. They want to be a technician. They want to be an engineer. I'm excited. I mean, we just have to get that word out and tell them they can.
So for those who are on the field this week, where can they see some of the things that Boeing is doing and exhibiting?
Absolutely. Well, Boeing has a large tent right at the entrance to the Boeing Centennial Plaza, right across from the Ford exhibit. You can come on in, and we have a 787 flight simulator for those that want to test their flying skills. We have all the space exhibits models out. We have all of our commercial airplane models. We have the women trailblazers, the women of Boeing that made a difference in the first century, around to sign books. We have a Boeing store where you can buy all the Boeing clothing that you'd like. There's so much going on. And then outside, of course, in the plaza, we have all kinds of Boeing airplanes that you can tour. And on Saturday, we have our largest aircraft, the 747-8 freighter, being flown in by Cathay. And it'll be parked on the plaza all day long for everybody to walk through.
There's something for everybody to see and participate with, isn't
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely.
We've been visiting with Sherry Carberry, Vice President of Flight Services for Boeing Aircraft Company. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Paul Preidecker. My colleague's Stuck Mike, and this is EA Radio.